Good evening, Rabbi Yisai. We welcome you to another wonderful Chumash we're holding in Parshas Matis Masei by Sheni, which is Shlishi in Parshas Matis. Vayetzu Moshe ve'Elazar HaKoyen v'chol Nesiyo Eida l'krosam. Moshe, Elazar HaKoyen, and all the Nesiyo Eida went out to meet them el michutz la'machana, outside the machana, outside the camp. So Rashi, Vayetzu Moshe ve'Elazar HaKoyen Lefishero es Nari Yisrael Yoitzim, because they saw the Nari Yisrael, the young men of Yisrael, going out Lachtoif Menabiza, to grab from the spoils. So therefore they went out to prevent them. Pasuk Yudalid, Vayiktsoif Moshe al Pekudi Echoil. Moshe was angry with the Pekudi Echoil, with the commanders of the legion. Sarehu Alofim, those are the officers of the thousands. Vesari Amei is the officers of the hundreds. Haboyim mitzvah mocham, who came from the army of the battle. Zog Rashi, vayiktzayf moish al pekudei achoyel. Mimunim al achoyel, those who were appointed over the legion. Lamedcha, this teaches you. Shekol sirchan ador, any sirchan, that means any foulness of the generation. Tali bagdoilim is tali in the gedoilim, meaning the leaders. Because they have the ability, they have the power to protest against any breaches that they see taking place. So if they don't protest, so it's the sirchin, the foulness, the avera is going to be tali in them. It's a big achrayis to be a godem godel. It's not poshut. Pasuk tesva vayomer aleihem Moshe. Moshe said to them, "Hachayisem kol nekeva? Did you let every nekeva live? Every female live?" Pasuk Tezayin, Hein Heina Hoyu Levnei Yisrael, Bidvar Bilon, Limsor Mal Bashem Al Dvar Paor. See now, they were the ones who caused the Bnei Yisrael, by the word of Bilam, to commit a Avera against Hashem, negay the Inyan of Paor. And then what happened? Vati Amagev Badas Hashem, and then the plague occurred in the Eid of Hashem, in the assembly of Hashem. So Drashi, Hein Heina, they Magid, that teaches, that tells us, and the Klal Yisrael would recognize them. They would say, "Zuhi shenichshal pliny, but this is the one who so and so was nichshal with, that he was mezana with." Bidvar Bilam, by the word of Bilam, Amarlem Bilam said to the Midyanim, "Afilu atem achnisim kol amoynis sheboilam. Even if you gather together all the multitudes of the world, ein atem yichaylam lehem. You're not going to overcome Klal Yisrael." Shema merubim atem in a Mitzrayim. Maybe perhaps you're more numerous than the Mitzrayim. Shayushesh meis rechav bocher, who are 600 select chariots. Bo vasiachem etza. Come and I'll give you advice. Elokeim shaleilu soine zima huvachule. He said the God of the Klal Yisrael, he hates zima, znus. Kedi isa b'chelek. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, in Chelek, daf kuf vav amir aleph. Ubisifri, as well as in the Sifri. Pasuk Yud Zayin, Ve'ato. So now, here go call Zohar Batov, kill every Zohar among the young children. V'chol Isha Yidasish, and every woman who knows a man, L'mishkav Zohar, by lying with a male, with a Zohar, Haroigu, kill. Zok Rashi, V'chol Isha Yidasish, and every woman who knows a man, Ru'uyali Bo, that's a woman who's fit to have relations. Afa Pishalei Nivela, even though she didn't have relations. L'vnei Atzitz Hevirim, they would pass them in front of the Tzitz. Ve'ra'uyali boil, and someone who was fit to have relations, panea mayrikas, her face would turn yellowish. So that's what the Gemara says in Yevamis, Daf Samach Amud Beis, and a girl that's less than 3 years old, she's considered unfit, she's pachas, and she's not royal abiyah. So Rashi explains how they knew which of the Midyani girls had reached this age. So this was the test, how they did it. Akoponim, the same points out of here, you see that they used the tzitz for other inyana besides for only kodesh. Here it was being used to tell you, if she had relations or not. Haroigu, kills. Akrashi vayt the lamachaz of Rama. Why do you repeat and say kill a second time? Lahafsek inyan timafsek the inyan. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, as I hold Rabbi Shmuel. Shemani koyre. If I were to read here, go call zachar batov, kill every male among the young children. V'chol ishi yadasish, and every woman who knows a man. V'chol yatav banoshim v'goyim, and all the young children among the women, you keep alive for yourselves. Any day I would not know. V'chol ishi yadas, that every woman who knows im larig is nazacharim, whether the Torah wants you to kill them along with the zacharim, or ilahachis im mataf, to keep them alive along with the young ones. That's why it says, Haroigu, kill, at the end of the pasuk. Pasuk yutes, viato, viatem. And as for you, no, pasuk yutes, v'choy lataf, and all the young children, banoshim, among the women, asher lo yodu mishkav zachor, who have not known lying with a zachor, hachayu lachem, you may keep alive for yourselves. Pasuk yutes v'atem chanu michutz la'machane shivas yomim. And as for you, you should encamp outside the machane for a 7-day period. Koil hayreg nefesh. Any one of you who killed a person, v'choyl negei becholol tischatu b'yoyim ha'shlishi, u'v'yoyim ha'shvi atem u'shvichem. And any of you who touched a corpse, that's a becholol, anybody who's negei becholol, he should purify himself on the 3rd day and on the 7th day, you and your captives. That's atem u'shvichem, you and your captives. Zokt Rashi, v'as meintas, michutz l'machan, outside the camp, shalei konsul azar, that they should not enter into the azara of the Mishkan. Reb Meir, Amir Meir says, he's talking about someone who kills with something that can be mekabel tuma. Limdacha kasa, the Torah teaches you shekli metame adam, that a keli, it could be metame a person bechibur a mace, through connection with the mace. Kilu nagei b'mace atzmes, kilu is touching the mace itself. Oh yachol, you might think afilo zarek b'chetz, that if he would shot an arrow into him, vargoy, and he killed him. Tamalayim says no. V'choil nageh b'chol, anyone who touched the corpse. Makish hoyrig l'nageh, by putting it says, and anyone who killed a person next to anybody who touched the corpse. So the Torah compares one who kills to one who touches, to teach us ma nageh al yidei chibur, just as one who touches becomes tameh through his connection with the dead body. Af hoyrig, so to someone kills, he is makabel tumah al yidei chibur, becoming connection with this dead body through this weapon. And someone who shoots an arrow is not connected with his victim by the weapon, so maybe it doesn't become tameh. Tischatu, you should purify himself and be made nida with the mei mida, those are the water that you use for sprinkling. Kedin shart mei meis, according to the halacha, that's nagei or anybody else who's a tummy meis. Sha'afu divrei ayimim, because even according to the one who says, kivrei goyim, ain't a metamin boil, that kivrei goyim do not, not metami if there's, let's say, a roofed area, shenemer it says, ve'eten tsaini, vatein tsaini, and you my flock, tsain my risi, flock of my pasture, odam atem, you are man. Which implies atem kriyim adam, you are called man. Vein goyim kriyim adam, and other goyim are not called man, right? That's Gemara Bava Mesiyah Kuf Yudal brings it. Moida, who he over here is moida, sha goyim metame, that goyim are metame b'mago masa, through touching and through carrying. Shaloi nemar adam el eitel tumas adam, because adam is only said next to the context of tuma of mason, which is by tuma voilum, which is transmitted by tents. So it says adam ki yamas boil a man if he'll die in a tent. Atem u'shvichem, you and your captives, lo yishah goyim mekabel tumah. Not that the members of goyish nations, they are mekabel tumah, tzrich nazoh, and they require the azoh. Elo, what does it mean? Matem b'nei bris, af shvichem b'nei kesheyov lebris. Just like you are members of the bris, so too your captives, when they're going to enter into the bris, v'yitamu, and subsequently they're going to become tameh, tzrichem azoh, they also have to have the spritzing. Pasuk chav, v'chol beged, v'chol kli or, and every garment, and every keli that's made out of or of hide, v'chol maase izim, and everything that's made out, that which comes from goats, v'chol kli eitz, and anything keli that's made out of wood, tischatosh, you should purify. So Rashi, v'chol maase izim, pasuk chav, the word v'chol, what does it mean? Lahavi kli harkarnayim. This includes keli made out of the horns, v'atlofim, and tlofayim, the hooves of animals, v'atzamis, as well as the bones. As I state in the Gemara, chafei in chulin, chafei amit beiz. Pasuk chav aleph. Elazar Kohen said to the men of the army who came to the battle, this is the decree of the Torah which Hashem commanded Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe came into the klal, the category of anger, he came into the category of making an error. Because the lochas of being doing a gola on kalim, which had been cooked by goyim, was nesalma, was concealed from him. What?
Not just cooked, even made.
Right, been used for cooking, right? V'chein atamoitz, you find also. It's usually used for cooking. That's how they touch it. Yeah, but that not hagol. You have to do tefillah. No, that's tefillah kalim. This is talking about hagol kalim. This means this is talking about it was used for cooking by a goy. So he forgot his alochos. Right. V'chein atamoitz, right? Kashing. V'chein atamoitz b'shmini l'meluim, and that's what you find in the shmini l'meluim by Aaron. It says shenema v'yiktzayf al Elazar eli summer, and he was angry with Elazar in his summer. Once he came to the klal kas, he came to the klal of making a mistake. V'chein, the same thing by Shimon HaMoirim. He said, "Listen now, you rebels!" Right before in Perek Chof, Pasuk Yud. V'chein, but also find Vayachas Aselam. Moshe struck the rock instead of speaking to it. Hashem commanded him. They cast her because he got angry. The Sifri says that's why he became to anger. So Rabbi Yochum says he didn't become to kas; he came to klal kas. Which is Psanayim Musik Zakhtar Biyochim. You see, Rabbi Yochum is Mendaik in every vort. Right? He didn't come to Kas Bechlal. It doesn't say he came to Kas. What does it say? It says he came to Klal Kas. So the Vice List is Klal Kas of Rabbi Yochum and this Kas Alein. Which is interesting to dig. I ain't shown Rabbi Yochum. Ashetziv Hashem es Moshe, Tolo Hahayro Barabbi. He was Tolo, this Psak, in Moshe Rabbeinu. Because the Chayit is unnecessary for Lazar to say which Hashem commanded Moshe, because Hashem gave all the halachas of the Torah to Klal Yisrael through Moshe. Lazar mentioned this like Simcha Chacham out of respect for Moshe Rabbeinu. Pasuk Chav Beis, Va'aches Hazov, only the gold, Ves HaKesef and the silver, Ves HaNechoshes and the copper, Ves HaBarzel and the iron, Es HaBedil and the lead, Ves HaYferes, and Es HaBedil is the tin, Ves HaYferes and the lead. Even though Moshe only was mazur them, the halachas of tuma, you still have to mazur them al hilchas gil with negayi the halachas of hagola. Okay, then va'ach loshin miyat. The word ach means an exclusion. Kloimar mimuotim atem. You're excluded milishtamish pakelim from using the kelim afilu la'achar tarosin, even after you purify them. Mitumas ameis from tumas meis achi gitaru. Until they also become tar from the absorption of something which is also because of nevelos or any other asadika food that's in there. Rabbi Seinu Amr Chazal Zage in Aches Hazav, only the gold, loimer to tell you shatzarich lahavir chaluda shaloi, that you have to remove the vessels, this keli's rust, before you do hagol on it. V'zeh lashon ach, that's lashon of ach. What does it mean? Only shalai yisham chaluda. There shouldn't be any rust over there. Achamatechasi kamayshu. It means the metal should be in its pure state. Kamayshu. Maiz this is kepaskin and tofnun aleph in shulchan aruch ayin sham hilas pesach. Yeah, what's frexed, my friend? Yeah. So you see a goy's matama. No, so the Gemara actually brought before in Tischato, it says, Etten Tzayin Tzayin Marisi, Vatayin Tzayin Tzayin Marisi, right? Adam Atem. Atem Kriyim Adam, Vein Avdik Chavim Kriyim Avim. So the Chayyid, they're not Matama. Kivri Akam Ein Matama. That's Gemara in Pabam Tzayin Kof Yudal. That's Rashi in Dibi Masal Tischato, in Pasuk, Pasuk Yotes. It means with the Mei Azo, that's what it means. With the Azo, you have to Mischat Yisrael. Yeah, Vais says that's what it is, yeah. Yeah. We're actually Tischato? Tischatu. So Rashi says Bemaid. Yeah. That they are. Through touching and carrying, they are them. Yeah. Beautiful. Bidyuk. Good. Pasuk of Gimel. Called Dov Rashi Yavivesh. Everything that comes into fire, then Taviru Veish. Then you should pass it through fire. The Tohir, and it'll become purified. Ach b'meinido yischata, but it must be purified with the meinido, that's the spritzing water, the meazo. V'choyel asher le'yovi be'eish, and everything that doesn't come into the fire, ta'aviru v'amoyim, you should pass through the waters. Zot Rashi, kol dover asher yovi be'eish, anything that comes into the fire, levash le'beklum, to cook something with it. Ta'aviru be'eish, you should pass it through fire, k'derech tashmisha ha'galosei. It's, hagol is done the way, in the manner it's used. Masha tashmisha yali decham is something that's used cooking, let's say by hot water, yagilene becham, and then you should soak it in hot water. Masha tashmisha yali dey tzli, if it's cooked by roasting, you're going to shapud, let's say a spit you use to roast, vaskula and the grill, right? Yelabnoi ba'or, then he should make it white and hot in the fire. So tavir beish, passing through the fire, does not mean merely just to pass the keli quickly through a flame. It means heating this keli in the manner which it was used with the food. As I stated, Masir Hilman, that you have to do it. What? Askala is a grill. Shaput is a spit, like they used to do on the Mishnah Pesachim. It says with the Korban Pesach. Ach b'mei nida yischata, but it must be purified with the mei nida, the waters of sprinkling. Lefi pshuti, what does it mean? The pasha pshat chito yizeh. This sprinkling litaroi is done to purify it. Mitumas meis, from tumah that comes in contact with a meis. Amalehem, Zalazah said to them, Tzvichem ha-kelim gilim, these kelim need gil, letaharo mina issa, to purify them from what is, which is aser. And vechite, need sprinkling letaharo mina tumah, to purify them from the tumor, from the tumah. So there's two dinim, there's a din to be mitaharit mina issa, and there's a din to be mitaharit mina tumah. Also, to fully clean it from Isser, hit in tefillah. The Torah says you have to do tefillah also. Lechlei matches, even for metal kalim. Umeinida aksuvim kan, but in the waters of the meinida over here, that's written over here, Dorshu, they tarshin my ruim litbal bem nida. Waters which is fit for a nida to toivel herself in. So nida could either mean sprinkling, and also can mean a woman who has tumas nida. The kamahem, how much is that? Zakti Gemara, that's our boimsa. And avodah zarah, daf ayin hey on beis. So what is that equivalent to? The sa is between 2.25 and 4 gallons, the ilum says. So that's what it's totally in modern day measurements. V'choyla shel yovi beish, and everything that does not come into fire, kol dover shein tashmishoi alidei, or anything that's not used for cooking by fire, kikon koises, like cups, tzleiches, and jars, shetashmishoi mitzayin, which is used with cold water, v'lei bolo iser, and it did not absorb the iser, tavir b'mayim, you should pass it through the waters, matbila, he puts it in a mikvah, v'daya, and that's enough to make it fit to use, v'dafka kli matchas, this is only true by metal kalim. That's vaitig more over there, v'dazar ayin hei on the base. So, meaning if someone buys a kli cheres from a goy, so you don't have to do tefillah. So tefillas kalim, which is made of glass or metals, is not specified in this pasuk. That's only the din derabbanan nowadays that we do it. But the midiraisa, you don't have to betzim. Yeah, you hear? Midiraisa, if you go buy a glass or metal kalim from a guy, you don't have to do tefillah on it because it's stated in pasuk. The only thing that was mentioned in the pasuk was metal. So they're saying Gemara and Hay and Dalton in Avodah Zarah. So why do we do it nowadays? We do
metal.
Why do we tevil these achin tezis? Because
metal.
Cheres fakeret. If you bought, you don't have to do tefillah. That's what I'm saying.
Cheres,
it says klimatches. Rashi, v'daye v'davka klimatches. Rashi says the end of pasuk chav gimel. No, right here, pasuk chav gimel. Pasuk chav gimel. Yeah, the pasuk isn't. Rashi says. Rashi speaks it out. It's from the Gemara with it. Yeah, vayit the pasuk chav dalav v'chibastem.
We're talking about kasher. We're not talking about tefillah in this
parasha. I know, but tefillah kasher Rashi throws in also. Here's talking about Agola. This is a Gila from the Agola doing in the clay of Midian. Weiter. You should toivel, but you should immerse your begadim on the seventh day and become tahor. Afterwards, you could come into the camp. So to ask, what does that mean? Alamachne, lamachne shchina. That's the machne shchina. She ain't tami meis tone shiluch mimachne levia. Because a tami meis does not have to be sent out from the machne levia, machne Yisrael, from the camp of Israel. So saying more in Psachim. Samach Vov Omid Beis Pasuk Chof Hey by Revi in Matis. Vayoy Mashem al Moshe Leim Hashem Sata Moshe saying, So es Reish Malkoyach Hashvi Ba Odom Uva Beheimo. He says, calculate the total of what you the plunder of the captives of the people and the animals. Yeah. Oh, right. The Rashi said before it's Metalton. Atav Yalazar Koyin. You and Alazar Koyin. Virashi Avoyse Eida and the heads of the Avoyse Eida, the fathers of the Eida. So Rashi says, "Roish calculate the total." Literally means raise the head. Kachas hacheshbon means take the number. Macha cheshbon. Ikes medaf macha cheshbon do. Pasuk chav zayin v'chatziso es malkoyach, and you should divide this malkoyach, this plunder, in half. Bain toivse amulchama hayoytzim latzavo, between those who undertook the mechama, who go out to the army, and Uvein kol eid and the entire eid of Klal Yisrael. So you have to divide it. Dr. Rashi, v'chatzis says amalkoich ben toivse amalchama v'goimer chetzi le'elu, half to these, v'chetzi le'elu, half to these. Pasuk chavches v'hari moisa meches la'ashem yeis anshe amalchama yoitzim la'tzovo echod nefesh mechamesh meyois chamesh hameyois. You should take a meches, which means a tribute to the Ribbono Shel'olam, from the men of war who go out to the army. One living being of 500 from the people, okay? Mina Adam from the men, mina Bakar from the cattle, mina Chamayim from the donkeys, mina Tzayin from the flock. Pasuk of Tez, Mimachtisam Tikachu. You shall take it from their half. And what should you do with it? Venasat el Lazar Akoyen, Cherumas Hashem. And you should give it to Lazar Akoyen as a chelik of Hashem. Pasuk Lamed Umimachatzis Bnei Yisrael, and from the half of the Bnei Yisrael Tikach, you shall take Echod Achuz Minachamishim. You shall take one drawn from the 50, Mina Adam from the people, Mina Boker from the cattle, Mina Chamayim from the donkeys, Mina Tzayin and from the flock, Mikol Habehema from all the animals, Venosato Isom Lalavim, and you should give it to the Levim. Shemei Mishmeres Mishkan Hashem, the ones that are guard, the guardians of the Mishmeres of the Mishkan of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Vayas Moshe Ve'Elazar HaKoyen, Moshe and Elazar HaKoyen did. Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe, as Hashem had commanded Moshe. Pasuk Lamed Beis, Lei Vayhi Amal Koyach Yeser HaBoz, Asher Bozuzu HaMatzovo, and the plunder beyond the spoils that the people of the army took as spoils was Sheish Meyes Elef. That a tzoyin. So what was it? Tzoyin sheish meiselef. The flock was 600. V'shivim elef and 70,000. V'chamesh alafim means like this. It was 675,000. That was the total. So Rashi. V'yi amalkoyach yeser aboz lefi shaloyin etzav lahorim meches. Since they weren't commanded to take a meches min hametaltlin from the metaltlin element amalkoyach only from the human captives and the animals. Cause of a solution said that's what it probably wrote this wording. And the plunder was that which came to divide into the bechlal, into the framework of dividing it, lechlal meches, into the framework of bringing a tribute from it. Because which was over and above the spoils of the metaltlin, that the people of the army took as biza, ishla, each man for himself, lebol lechlal chaluka, never came into bechlal, into the klal of dividing it. Mispar tzaymigrim, the number of the flag v'chule. Pasuk Lamed Gimel Uvokar Shnayim V'shivim Olef, and cattle was 72,000, V'chamoyrim Echad V'shishim Olef, and the donkeys were 61,000, V'nefesh Adam in Anoshim Asher Layadu Mishkav Zohar, and the human beings and of the women who had not lied with a male, Kol Nefesh Shnayim U'shloshim Olef, so all the nefashis, all the souls were how many? 32,000. Pasuk Lamed V'avatehi Amechatzal Chelik Ayoitzim Batzovo, the half which was the chelik of those who went out to the army, mispar hatzoin, the amount of the flock was how much? Shloish meis elef shloishim elef shivas alafim chamesh meis was 337,500. Pasuk lamed zayin vayhi ameches lashem in hatzoin, and the meches, this tribute of Hashem from the tzoin, was how much? 675. Sheish meis chamesh V'shivim 675. Pasuk Lamed Ches V'abokar Shisho Shloishim Olif, and the cattle was 36,000. Umichsam Lashem, and their meches to Ribonish Loilam was Shnayim V'shivim 72. Pasuk Lamed Tez V'chamoyrim Shloishim Elif V'chamesh Meyois, and the donkeys were how much? 30,500. Umichsam Lashem Echad V'shishim, and their meches to Ribonish Loilam was 61. Pasuk Mem V'nefesh Adam Shisha Aser Olif, and the nefesh of the human beings was 16,000. Umichsam Lashem, and their tribute to Ribbono Shel Olam was Shnayim Shloishim Nefesh, was 32 people. Pasuk Mem Aleph, Vayitein Moshe Esmeches Trumas Hashem LeElazar HaKoyen, and Moshe gave this tribute that was raised up for Ribbono Shel Olam to Elazar HaKoyen. Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, as Hashem had commanded Moshe. Pasuk Mem Beis, Umimachatzis Bnei Yisrael Asher Chotzeh Moshe Min HaNosh HaMatzoivim, from the half of the Bnei Yisrael that Moshe had divided from the men who went to the army, Vatehim Mechatzas O'Eda Min HaTzoin, and the half of the Eda was from the Tzoin was Shloish Meyos Elef U'Shloishim Elef Shivas Alofim Chamesh Meyos, was how much? Was 337,500. Pasuk Mem Dalid, Uvokar Shishu Shloishim, and the cattle was 36,000. Shishu Shloishim Elef was 36,000. V'chamoyrim, and the donkeys Shloishim Elef Chamesh Meis, was 30,500. Pasuk Mem Vav, V'nefesh Adam Shishu Aser Olef, and the nefesh of human beings was 16,000. Pasuk Mem Zayin, V'yikach Moshe Mimachtis Bnei Yisrael Esau Chuz Echad Min HaChamishim Min HaAdam U'min HaBehemo. Moshe took from half of the Bnei Yisrael, the one that was drawn from the 50, from the people and the animals. V'yitein Oisem LaLevim Shoyim Mishmeres Mishkan Hashem, and he gave them to the Levim, who were the Mishayim Mishmeres of the Mishkan of Ribbono Shel Olam. Kasher Tziva Hashem as Moshe, as Hashem had commanded Moshe. Pasuk Memches, Vayikrvu el Moshe Apekudim Asher Le'alfei Atzava. So the commanders of the thousands in the army, the officers of the thousands and the officers of the hundreds, they approached Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayoyimru, Sanachma, Vayikrvu el Moshe Apekudim Asher Le'alfei Atzava, Sari Olafim, Sari Ameyos. Pasuk Memtes, Vayoyimru el Moshe, and they said to Moshe, Avodecha nosu es reishan shem lcham asher b'yodeinu. Your avodim took a census of the men of war under our command. V'lo nifkad mimenu ish, and not a man of us was missing. There was nobody nifter. Nisim shebenisim. So we have a Rashi on before. On Pasuk Mem Beis to Mem Zayin says, "Mimachtes bnei Yisrael ashechotze Moshe from half of the bnei Yisrael that Moshe Rabbeinu divided la'eda from the Eda, v'yitziu lahem and he took it away from them, and anoshim atzayvim the men who went out to the army, v'timechtes Eda and half of the Eda was kach v'kach this and this amount. V'yikach Moshe v'gamim Moshe took v'chulei hapakudim in Pasuk Mem Chesak Rashi the commanders. These means hamamunim those who were appointed. V'loinifkad now there was not loinifkad mimenu ish, not one man was missing. Zok Rashi loinechzar." It's not missing. V'tagume loy shego. Loy shego means afu b'loshen arami chesun, which also denotes a loshen of absence in Aramaic. Kama yanoichi achatenu, like it says in Bereishis Lamed Aleph. Anoichi achatenu, I would bear the loss. Targume dahavas shogyo miminyono. Targ Munglos over there says that was absent from the total, using a word of shego that he uses over here. Chen kipi ki, it says ki yipoked moshevecho, which means yechsar makoy moshevecho, the place where you sit will be missing something. That says in Shmuel Aleph. Perikov Pasuk Yudches Ish Haroga Leishav Sham, meaning who is that? The person who usually sits there. V'chein v'yipoket Mekoyim David. Mekoyim David. And similarly, the Pasuk says, where? Shmuel Aleph Chav Chav Zayin. It says that Nechzar Mekoyim David's place was found lacking. V'in Ish Yoishav Sham, nobody was sitting there. Pasuk Nun V'nakrev Es Korban Hashem Ish Asher Motzach Chli Zahov Etzad V'tzamid Tabas Ogil V'kumaz. So he says, so we have brought a Korban for the Ribbono Shel Olam. What any man found of gold kalim, of an anklet or a bracelet, tabas is a ring, ogel is an earring, v'chumaz is a kumaz, l'chaper al nafshesenu lefnei Hashem, to atone for our nefashas before Ribbono Shel Olam. Zok Rashi, etzad is an anklet, elu tzmidim shel regel, these are bracelets of the foot. It's this word etzad appears twice in Psukim, here as well as in Shmuel Beis, aleph, Yud, it says over there, Etzada is on the arm. Nevertheless, since our Pasuk mentions Tzamid, arm bracelets, the word over here, Etzada, must refer to the foot bracelets. Tzamid and the bracelet, Shaliyah, this refers to the one on the hand, like we could also see in Yecheskel, Tazayin, Yud Aleph, Ogil, what does that mean? Nizme, Oizen, that means earrings. See over there in Yecheskel too. Vechumaz means the foot shel beis arechem, that's a plate on the area of the womb. Lechaper, to atone for. Makumas got the Gemara Dash and Kan Mokim Zima and Ayin also Rashi over there in Shema Islam and Hey Pasuk Chof Beis. Now Lechaper to atone for Al Hiru Alev for the thoughts of a person's heart. Shel Benoyis Midyan about the Benoyis Midyan. Zayi Shteidim on Shabbos. Tav Samach Dalad Amar Aleph. So what does it mean Lechaper? That means in all these items of jewelry that were mentioned here, not only the Kumas. So that's what Lechaper goes on that also. Zayi Shteidim Rashi. Look in Rashi. Brachas Chof Dalad Amar Aleph. Tibra Maskel Im Tachshitin Chebachutz. Pasuk Nun Aleph Ayikach Moshe ve'Elazar Kohen es Azahov Me'itan. Moshe and Elazar Kohen took the gold from them. Koil Kali Maase, every fashioned Kali. Pasuk Nun Beis Vayhi Kol Zahava Truma Sheirumu LaHashem. All the gold that was raised up, which they set apart for the Ribbono Shel Olam, was how much? Shisha Osar Elef, 16,000 Shiva Meyos V'Chamishim Shokel, 750 Shekel. Me'esario Alofim, from the officers of the thousands. Umiyeis, sorry, Amayisan, from the officers of the hundreds. Pasuk Nun Gimel, Anche Hatzava Bazzu Ish Loi. The men of the Tzava, of the army, of the legion, took spoils. Each man took spoils for himself. So it's here it says before that they got the spoils. Pasuk Nun Dalam, with that we complete Kapitel Lamed Aleph, which brings us up to Shishi in Matas, which is Shlishi Kashem Mechuborim, when Matas and Masya together, which is Shlishi. Vayikach Moshe ve'Elazar HaKohen es Hazav me'Esari Alofim ve'Ameyos. Moshe and Elazar HaKohen took the gold from the office of the thousands and the hundreds. What did they do with that? Vayaviyu Oisoy El Oil Moyed. And they brought it into the oil Moyed. Zikaroin Livnei Yisrael Lifnei Hashem. As a remembrance for the Bnei Yisrael before the Ribbono Shel Olam. With that, Rabbi Yisai, we get up to Shlishi in Matos, Masa Kesheheim Mechuborim.